Unit 5. At the doctor's.
Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Sit down, please. What's the matter?
I'm feeling really bad. I've got a sore throat and I have a terrible headache.
Have you got a temperature?
Yes, I have. 38.5 degrees.
Let me have a look. Open your mouth. Okay, I see. All right, well, I'll listen to your chest now. Breathe deeply. Right, no chest infection. But you've got a very bad cold and a sore throat. You must stay in bed for a few days. Take some aspirin and keep warm. I'll give you some antibiotics. You must take one pill twice a day for 5 days. I'm sure it will be over very quickly if you rest and take your medicine.
Thank you very much, Doctor.
Sit down, Mrs. Smith. What's wrong with you?
I fell 2 days ago and twisted my ankle. I thought I would feel better very quickly, but it still hurts a lot. I can't put my foot down. It's really painful.
Let me see. Oh, dear. It must be really painful. It's so swollen. When did you fall?
2 days ago. I was playing tennis with a colleague from school and I fell and twisted my ankle. I stopped playing and put some ointment on, but you see, it didn't do anything.
Can you move your toes and your foot?
Ouch! Oh, ow!
Well, you must go to hospital and have an X-ray. I don't think it's broken, though. It must be a sprain. Go to hospital, have X-rays, and if necessary, they'll put your leg in plaster.
Oh, no!
Well, I think it's better to have a plaster cast for a week or two.
Oh!
You'll have to use crutches.
Crutches? What about the stairs at school? How awful!
I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith, there's nothing I can do. Go to hospital, have the X-rays, and wait and see.
Thank you, Doctor.
Hi, Betty. What brings you to my surgery?
I ache all over. My head, my arms, my back, and my legs. Everywhere, to tell you the truth. I'm very tired and I don't feel like eating. I sometimes vomit. My nose is running. I feel really, really sick.
Have you got a temperature?
Yes, yesterday. It was very high. More than 40 degrees.
Poor you. Why didn't your mother call me yesterday?
I was at school. When I got home at 4, I told her I was sick, but she thought I didn't want to go to school because there is a maths test today. She thought it was a trick to avoid the test. She knows I hate maths and I'm very bad at it. So she told me to study and to stop complaining. In the evening, she realised I was really ill. But it was too late to call you.
Okay, I see. Maybe you're allergic to maths. I'm kidding. It must be flu. Aches everywhere, vomiting, being tired, runny nose, no appetite. These are the symptoms of flu.
What shall I do to get better?
You must rest, stay in bed, and take aspirin if you have a headache. You must drink a lot, especially if your temperature's high. And just wait until you feel better. You mustn't take any antibiotics. There's no point. Shall I write a medical certificate for your maths teacher?
Thanks. I need one.
That's okay, Betty. Here it is. No problem. You can tell your mother you've got flu, and she will have to believe you.